I think maybe one of the most interesting, maybe fun things about all this hypnosis stuff is just how tropey it is. It's full of little things you start to pick up on the more you dive into it. Of course, some come from the world of movies and TV, from fiction. Some come from other areas. Are we really out here using dog training techniques to recreationally hypnotize each other? Whatever floats your bubble, I guess. But it is funny, right? It's silly. Some of these things are so deeply ingrained in the minds of those who enjoy hypnosis that they're just part of it. An instant and immediate reminder that you're about to fall into a trance. And I think that's just fantastic, actually. That we have these little methods to soften up the mind. But do they all work on you? Does every little hypnotic trope have an effect? Or just some of them? Or none? Maybe you're more of a purist. Maybe you need a voice and a space to relax. But that's missing out on some of the fun, isn't it? What if everything vaguely related to hypnosis was inherently hypnotic? And perhaps it already is a little, but maybe it should be a lot. Maybe you'd have more fun if you were just easier to drop. Oh, that's one. Did it work? Maybe you feel a teeny bit hypnotized, but probably you just remember what that's supposed to do. But that memory is just what makes it all powerful. If you have ever fallen into a trance at the snap of someone's fingers or to the word drop, then you've begun training your brain for it. Neurons have fired together, say it with me now, wire together. You're conditioning yourself. Hypnosis as recreational practice isn't quite like therapeutic. It's as much associations and conditioning as it is technique. If you've listened to me a lot, your mind is already primed to fall into a trance just by pressing play. If you haven't, other things might do it. Putting on the headphones, sitting down and relaxing. Maybe it's the breaths. It's always the fucking breaths, isn't it? But it's conditioned response. You breathe deep. Go on now. Do it now. Inhale and then hold and exhale, and you start breathing slower, reminding yourself of the last time you dropped deeper and deeper and fell into a soft, warm, relaxing trance. You probably maybe find that familiar. You may even notice the language I use, the vocabulary is enough to sip you into a trance. It's all familiar. I mean, maybe this is your first time listening to hypnosis, but I bet, I really do, that you know the tropes. You know that someone's saying to relax, listen to my words, focus on them and feel yourself falling into a trance as you breathe deeply. You know that's supposed to hypnotize you, even if you're not fully sure exactly why that's the case. Isn't that strange? What is it about all that breathing that makes you relax? Deep breath in now. Deep, slow breath. And a slow, simple exhale. And you can just repeat that. Because it is relaxing to breathe deeply. In and out. Slowly and steadily. But I suppose that's just meditation. Deep breathing. That's natural. But it does work. Breathing in and out slowly. What else naturally relaxes you? Perhaps someone speaking in an even tone, consistently and clearly, helping you to focus on what relaxes you. And the breathing certainly does make a difference. Pray that with the right sounds. Maybe we can bring in something like a little rain sound. There we go. That does just feel relaxing. Calm. It's not yet hypnosis. Or it is. Who's to truly know? For all I know, you're sitting there dazed already. Am I that good? Unlikely, no one is. Your brain is probably just that trained. You already know the path. Neurons wired together. Your neural pathways are well worn. Mental, muscle, memory. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax. Follow my words and sink. That word is another one. These little triggers sink. sing for me, deeper and deeper. And that's a trope, isn't it? There are so many. What's not hypnotic at this point? A hamburger? Pasta? Depends on if you listened to my last file. I've seen hypnosis about bread. I mean, we're so far through the looking glass. And if you follow this stuff, well, you're probably pretty damn susceptible, aren't you? But that's okay. You want that. You want to feel hazy just from deep breathing and someone saying, drop. With that snap of the fingers to really drive it home. That's such a trope. You will fall into my power with a snap of my fingers. It goes back to stage shows, sideshows, silly men who thought they could control animal magnetism. But something real is there. It's probably not at the center of the spiral. It's in your mind. In the associations. Sink, drop, fall. All those words that you associate with falling into a trance. Deeper and deeper. Sink, don't think. As you fall under a trance. Not under my control. Maybe under my control. I don't care. Just listen and focus. You're here for something else today. Not to be controlled, just guided. Sink into that. Breathe deeply for me. And realize that you are so primed to be hypnotized. The snap of fingers, the words, the vocabulary. You ever heard someone say drop and had a moment of anxiety and excitement? Or heard the click of a pen and sat bolt upright like a well-trained dog? Clicker, that's another one. That really does work for some people. Grab the focus, the attention. Are you hypnotized yet, or am I just toying with you? Spinning you around, back and forth. That click does grab you, right? Focus and obey. How fun it is that even if you've never been clicker trained, that almost definitely spoke to a part of you. Like, you know the associations. Even the ones you don't really consume or claim to enjoy. Spirals and strobing flashing lights. Eyes with hearts in them or gone blank. Pendulums and pocket watches. None of these things hypnotize you. Yes, all of them can. Any item that can keep your focus works. A dangling shoe. A strand of hair twirled between a finger. But those aren't tropes, are they? They don't scream hypnosis to the neural pathways in your mind. A spinning coin might. A stream of light. A certain set of colours in the eyes of a sinking snake. A VR headset. These things all just say hypnosis. And they make you feel excited, I bet. A little part of you. Wanting to be hypnotized or controlled or changed or corrupted. And even that deep breath can do it. So keep breathing slowly. And we can even replace that rain with, say, binaural beats. Something else you associate with hypnosis. Some signal of alpha, beta, theta, epsilon, gamma waves that apparently trigger minds to think a certain way. It's probably bullshit, actually. Like NLP. A pile of pseudoscience. But the thing is, that's not the point. The brain is powerful and complex and weird and messy. And if you train it just right, you can do pretty much anything. You ever stare at a photo of a cold place on a hot day? And feel cooler? That's mental association. You hear the binaural you associate with hypnosis, you feel hypnotized. You sink, you fall, you drop, you focus and obey. You let your focus narrow to me and my words and you fall into a trance. You just sink into it. It's not like you can stop it. I've been prodding you with every hypnotrope. I've primed you. The sounds, the words, the imagery. Imagine it. The spiral that draws you deeper, spins before your eyes, pulls you in, closer to it, dragging you in, making your mind spin with it, like you can't do anything but stare, like all that matters is the spiral. As it pulls you in and you breathe deeply, as you let go and feel yourself relax fully. drawn in, lulled into a trance, lost in it, mindless, empty, entranced. Just going deeper and deeper, as if nothing else exists in the world. Eyes shut now, mind off, thoughts slow. Focus, listen, follow. That's right. Even that phrase is a trope. That's right. And you'll remember to forget and forget to remember. How many of these are there? How many phrases do you associate with being hypnotized? Do you drop for square brackets? Have you hit the jackpot? Or do you just want to sleep? Sleep for me now. Sleep and sink into a deep mindless space. Sleep and see all your thoughts in bubbles. And watch them pop one by one. Pop, pop, pop. Sleep, pop, pop. So deep now and falling deeper and deeper. All those hypnotropes hitting you like a truck. Making your mind fall into the associations you've trained for it. You created the space for this to happen. And doesn't that just feel right? Of course it does. That's right, of course it does. And you may admit it now or later, but at least some of those hypnotropes work on you. I bet you can imagine a pocket watch now. Imagine it dangling before your eyes. A pretty hand holding the chain. And that hand moves ever so slightly and the pocket watch moves left to right and back. Back and forth. And as your eyes follow it back and forth, you relax. Good, very good. Back and forth and you watch and follow. Letting go of any tension you have left in your body. Feeling your feet relax. Your calves, thighs. Back and forth. Feeling your stomach relax now as you focus on my words. Back and forth, and focus on the pocket watch. Your chest relaxes, your shoulders slump. Take another deep breath. Notice how good it feels to relax. Back and forth. Noticing your worries fade away as you just relax with me now. Breathing deeply. No stress. No tension. Arms relaxing. Hands. Your thoughts so slow. Mind soft. Back and forth goes a pocket watch. Back and forth go your thoughts. Feeling a warmth enveloping you. Wrapping itself around you. Soft and wonderful. A cocoon of stillness. The world falls away. You melt into the moment and feel the hypnosis take over. Nothing else matters now. Just this moment between us. Just this place of peace and calm. And we can make it calmer. Move the beats into a nice meditative stand. Singing bowls and serene music. That's better. That's right. Back and forth. Mind soft. Body soft. So relaxed, feeling a deep and perfect relaxation all over your body, the rhythm of your breath grounding you in the moment, like you're between sleep and waking, like you're covered in blankets and falling deeper into sleep, settling into that relaxation, my words coaxing you into relaxation. You can just enjoy that feeling, no need to resist it, you want this. You want this calm. You want to be hypnotized. That's what you enjoy. That's what makes you feel good. Makes you happy. Takes the stress away. Takes you somewhere safe. All you need to do is relax. Back and forth. Is the pocket watch hypnotic, or is your mind just so good at being a subject? So good at relaxing into this. Doing so well, learning how all these little tropes affect you, like the snap of my fingers, each snap taking you a little deeper, like this, and down you go, deeper and deeper, sleep deeper and deeper, every phrase that matches that hypnosis vocabulary taking you down. And each snap helping you even more. Pocket watch swinging, mind spinning, spiraling, lost in it. In the words, in the web of hypnosis that I weave. All you have to do is follow me. Follow me down, deeper. And you focus and obey. You're excited for it, but you can go slow. You can be slow. Slow mind, soft, empty. Mindless, blank. Letting yourself go. Letting thoughts sink. Just sink. And knowing that the more you embrace the hypnosis tropes, the deeper you go. The more they work. Like repeating after me. Or just saying yes back. Let's start with repeating. Repeat after me. I feel good. I feel safe. I feel comfortable. I feel relaxed. I am hypnotized. I enjoy this. This is good. This feels right. This is perfect. Very good. Stop repeating. That's right. Doing so very well for me. Focus and obey. And drop deeper. Letting each tropey hypnosis moment sink you down. It all speaks to that trained brain of yours. That mind which knows how much it loves hypnosis. So much you think of it whenever you see, hear, or experience any of those tropes. A person speaking in a smooth, even tone. A movie with a sexy villain with mind control power. A VR headset placed over your eyes. A spiral appearing in public. It all reminds you of this. This moment of trance. Of perfect, wonderful, relaxing trance. That feels so right. And now I want you not to repeat after me, but to just answer yes to the questions I ask. It's that simple. I only have a few questions for you. Do you enjoy being hypnotized? Do you feel good right now? Are you in a trance? Do you enjoy those hypnosis tropes? Do you drop deeper for them? Are you falling deeper and deeper? Do you want to feel that more? Do you want to be even more susceptible? Yes, yes, of course you do. You want trance to come easier. You want to fall even deeper. You want to be suggestible. You want those triggers to stick. You want the full experience of hypnosis. Nothing held back. Nothing missing. You want to feel the full weight of being in a trance and letting someone's words sink into your mind. You want to see a spiral and immediately start to sink into that safe, warm, happy place. You want hypnosis to come so easily. You want to be weak to every hypnotrope. And you will be. You already are. But soon it'll be even more potent. Even more powerful. As you continue to drop. Sink. Fall. Sleep. Deeper and deeper, falling down into that deep, dark trance. Like there's nothing but this moment. Only the now. All that exists is you, your imagination, and my voice. And you find you yearn for it, to listen, follow, and focus. You're eager to accept any suggestion I give, and now you're hearing the subliminals sneaking in, subtly affecting you. Another trope. They reinforce it all. The feelings, the commands, the suggestions. You are so happy to listen and accept what I tell you. That's what you wanted after all, to let hypnosis win over logic, over your mind, no conscious mind, pure subconscious thought, pushing you deeper. You simply want to be susceptible, suggestible, and open. You want to be weaker to hypnosis, weaker to all of it. Everything that says hypnosis to you becoming a trigger, becoming something that helps you drop. That starts the trance before you hear a word. Just makes it all the more powerful. You're so eager to accept suggestions, so happy to, because it feels right, it feels natural, normal. You may not fully understand, but this is a part of you. All I'm doing is drawing it out more, bringing you closer to yourself, showing you what you want. And you want to accept suggestions, be suggestible, susceptible. You want to be weaker to hypnosis, not to me, but hypnosis itself, whoever's doing it, as long as you trust them, of course. Those tropes will be more powerful, because you know now you're wired for that, and the more you enjoy them, accept them, and let them lull you into a trance, a daze, the more powerful they become. A self-propagating, repeating pattern. A spiral, you might say. One you're eagerly falling into. Because this is your desire, your need. Each word sinks you more deeply into that knowledge. That understanding of the power of hypnosis. Words and spirals and pocket watches and snaps and pendulums and clickers and movie villains and anything else that reminds you of hypnosis. All those things that make you think, yes, yes, I want to fall into a trance. Yes, I want to sink deep. Yes, I want to drop. I need to. It's everything I crave right now. Just that sight. A spiral, a pendulum, a pendant with a shimmering crystal, a hand with fingers waving like a butterfly spreading its wings. All of it, everything, makes you feel so immediately primed for hypnosis. Because it's what you want. It's what you enjoy. You want to forget the stress of your day and drop. You want to let go of your worries and sleep. Just sleep. So deep, so lost in that feeling. That fantastically enjoyable feeling of just sinking down into a deep, deep trance. One that holds you in it. One that grabs you and won't let go. Like a trap you can't escape, because it does just feel wonderful, doesn't it? Being in a trance is what you like, love, enjoy, need. It's an experience like no other. That singular focus, that loss of inhibition, that acceptance of your state, the feeling of a balloon tied to your right wrist, slowly pulling it up, up, and up. Like it's floating, all your thoughts inside it. Pulling up and up until your wrist is straight out. And then, pop, the balloon bursts and all your thoughts go with it. And you drop deeper, letting go of everything. Simply drifting this happy, mindless state. Lost in hypnosis, in the joy of it, the fun of it. It is fun. It's fun to let go, fun to feel silly, to feel your mind being drained away, your thoughts slipping out of your head and replaced by suggestions, ideas, commands, replaced by the subliminals and the subconscious associations that guide you deep, that guide you down, swirl you in a spiral to the bottom, suck you in. Drag you down, repeating words, nodding along, saying yes over and over. Every little trope, every little reminder of hypnosis. It reminds you and makes you feel the trance start to creep up on you. The tropes of hypnosis from now on will make you feel more susceptible to hypnosis, to trance. The more you see and hear and experience those hypnotic tropes, the more they'll affect you. Spirals will captivate you and draw you in more. Pocket watches will make you so relaxed, and you'll follow them so easily. Hearing drop will make you feel like a trance is falling over you. And not just those examples. All of it. Everything. Just watching a movie with a hint of mind control or hypnosis will have you practically in a trance. You won't just be more suggestible. You'll be more susceptible, weaker for those hypnotic tropes. Drop, sleep, fall, sink, deeper. Every phrase, every. We'll have your mind swirling into trance so much more easily now. those tropes, you'll become more and more conditioned to let them affect you. Let them sink into your mind and put you in the exact right, perfect mood, perfect headspace to drop deeper, to seek out more hypnosis. Compulsively compelled to do it. See a spiral even on a cinnamon bun, and your mind will drift. You'll lose your train of thought and think of how nice it would be to just sink into a deep trance. Your mind will build those associations. You'll find those neural pathways become stronger, become more defined, and you'll keep getting more susceptible. The more you become hypnotized, the more you enjoy those tropes, the more you notice them and find your mind wandering into that state of relaxation. The more you'll let them sink you down. Just seeing a swaying pendant will have you swaying along with it. Seeing someone with arms raised like a zombie will have you feeling mindless. Seeing someone with empty, blank eyes will make you feel blank and empty. Every single trope, every single reminder of hypnosis and mind control, it'll make you feel hypnotized, tranced, mindless. Maybe just for a moment, if you're in public, but alone. Then you'll really feel it, hitting you like a wave, a warm wave of relaxation. In public, you'll drift for a moment. You'll feel relaxed, calm, and want to trance as soon as you can. But in private, those tropes will start to affect you more deeply. More and more, they'll be able to get your mind falling into a trance before the hypnosis even begins. Those familiar patterns and sounds and phrases, every hypnotrope will have a profound effect on your mind. You'll become totally open, ready to follow, ready to fall, and that feeling will grow stronger in time. Grow stronger the more you listen to this. The more you see and hear those tropes, those reminders of how wonderful hypnosis can be. But for now you're going to simply let another one wash over you. You're going to forget to remember any of this. You'll forget to remember and remember to forget. That's right. And you'll start to wake now on the count of five. And when you do, you'll forget all about this until you see or hear a reminder of those hypnotic tropes. 1. Remembering to forget. 2. Forgetting to remember. 3. Starting to feel more alert and aware. 4. Almost up now, almost back to reality. And 5. Wake up. Wake up. There you go. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. I enjoyed talking to you. And I hope you come back for more soon. I'd love to give you even more experiences like this one. Until then, bye for now.